It's Saturday, but we're at school. A small group of parents and staff got up early enough to make it to North Falmouth Elementary by 8:30 a.m.
The other thing to think about is a designated music area. Yeah.
They're here for a morning of work, setting up outdoor spaces for kids to play and learn.
Would you like to go play with the little boy?
Coffee in hand and toddler in tow, parent Amy Leonardi is one of the leaders here. Out behind the school, she's directing volunteers as they set up logs to serve as chairs. The logs are spaced for physical distancing, and every class will have its own area. Leonardi says, pandemic or not, the value of time outdoors is clear.
It's better for your mental health. We knew academically that studies have shown that children do better outside in learning environments. It teaches them self-confidence, responsibility. It stimulates creativity.
This whole thing got started with the superintendent's reopening committee. The group was discussing the public health recommendation that social interaction take place outside. Leonardi suggested outdoor classrooms. With the superintendent's blessing, she formed her own subcommittee, and the group lost no time recruiting outside support from the Rotary Club and volunteers in public schools.
And we got rolling, and we just started saying, okay, how do we do this on such a massive scale? Because it's never been done in the public school sector before to this extent. And so it's a massive undertaking.
All 7 Falmouth Public Schools are participating in ways that work for them. Parents have drummed up donations of cash and supplies, including outdoor whiteboards for teachers. Volunteers are sewing seat cushions. And big wooden spools from electrical cable will serve as teachers' tables. Leonardi says, in a sense, they want to give back to children something the pandemic has taken away.
You have that sense of normalcy. You can take off your mask. You can speak to your friends and see their mouths, see their body language better.
Normalcy has been hard to find this fall for just about everyone. Over in Dennis, Holly Harrington selected in-person learning for her 3 daughters, who attend the Monomoy District through school choice. She's happy with the decision now, but she did worry over the summer about what it would be like for her youngest, who is in kindergarten.
I was really worried about what that would look like, how they would manage keeping the kids apart and wearing masks.
In Monomoy, as in Falmouth, going outside is part of the plan.
You have to bring a towel so that they can use it to sit outside. They're doing some classrooms outside as well as lunch and snacks just to give the kids a break, I think, from the mask.
At the Waldorf School, which just moved to Sandwich, students spent plenty of time outside even before the pandemic, with 2 or 3 recesses a day, plus a movement class and gardening. Emily Holmgren, business manager at the school, says now they're learning their other subjects outside, too.
There are tents in our big field behind the school, and they're beautiful.
Every class has either a tent or a dome structure.
And they're out there the whole day. They have desks in there and chairs and cubbies, and they have hand washing stations and water, drinking water, everything they need, chalkboards, all of that.
Back in North Falmouth, this hammering is a reminder that none of this is really normal. 6 men are out in the field in front of the elementary school driving stakes to mark where they'll paint white lines. Principal Tim Adams is carrying a map of the school grounds divided into color-coded sections.
And so the work we're going to do today is laying out each of the areas into sort of subsections so teachers know where they can bring students for recess, outdoor breaks, outdoor classroom space.
2 parallel lines will create a 10-foot buffer between spaces where no one is supposed to go. Adams says the good news is the best parts of outdoor learning could last long beyond the pandemic.
These areas will still be here for years, that we can have, you know, our complete grounds now become classrooms.
For CAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.